There are some pretty basic steps to begin the job of motivating your child, and we're going to look at those today.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. We've been talking about motivating your child this week. What is your motivation for motivating? That was our Monday time together. And then motivating the effort instead of just the results. And yesterday we even talked about how to motivate together with your child. Motivating with the we concept, not just you. You need to do this. No, it's we're going to do this together. But I want to get the practical things. What do you really do? What's the nitty gritty?
And I think there are some practical steps, and let's look at those. I think the first step, if you can, and everybody can, I think the first step is, why isn't my child trying? What's the problem here? And there's a lot of reasons my child might not be trying. Number one, they might not be trying because they have no clue how to begin to try in this particular area. Next, they might not be trying because they've got a perfect other sibling who does everything perfect in their mind, in their mind, sitting with my brother as adults and him saying something to me once about how well I did in sports when I was in high school compared to him. And it blew me away because he was so much better than me because I'm the older brother. It's kind of like, you know, the day you beat your older brother in ping pong, you're blown away that you beat your older brother in ping pong because your older brother keeps you at the table so you can destroy him again. But it's I'll never be able to be as good as popular as successful as anything. And so that might be why try.
And we're both the oldest siblings. Yes. I'm the oldest. You're the oldest. And it's never your motivation to be better than your younger siblings. That's never what's going on. But so many times, even in my own family, having to work through, hold on, I guess maybe I am one of the star children here, and I don't know how I got here, and it wasn't my motivation to be the star or compete with my siblings, but there's a dynamic there where sometimes younger kids look up to their older sibling and say, I can never be like that, so why try?
I think that's the time when a parent, if a parent recognizes it, I think that's time when a parent says to the older sibling, you know, it'd be really nice if you said something incredibly encouraging about that model that your younger sister or brother just put together or something. Every time you see a triumph, every time you see a triumph in that other child, the other child, and encourage the hero child to make a positive comment.
You're almost training your oldest to parent too, then,
I guess. Training your oldest to be a leader. Absolutely.
Okay.
And leaders encourage the people around them. Leaders bring out the best in the people around them. And I think if you want to use that as the motivator, you know, older child, we're training you to be a leader and you are a good leader. And one of the things leaders do is they encourage the people around them. Can you think of anybody you could be encouraging right now on a regular basis? No.
Not really.
No. Well, what about your younger sister? Mom, that's what leaders do. That's what leaders do.
What happens when you do have the oldest child and they're not the leader type? And they're automatically a somewhat leader because they're the oldest, but motivating them is such a problem when the youngest one is the star child.
Yeah, every child should be a leader. I think every person should be a leader, and being a leader starts with leading yourself. I have to lead myself, and I have to lead myself in directions I may not be prone to. You know, I'm prone to eat cookies, but I don't want to look like this anymore. I want to lead myself into a diet. As basic as that, as basic as when you see that child making a positive comment towards that other child, even though you've put it in their mind to do it, then you grab them and say, that was awesome what you just did. That's leadership. That was awesome. And I don't even think that's leadership material, that one day this material will happen in you. That was leadership. You were a leader there. Thank you for that. So if you can look and see, has an incident taken place in our lives? Have we moved to a new community? I mean, a lot of parents moved their child to a different school and wonder why they're not performing. They were leaders in the old school. They're performing. Well, you just took everything away. You sucked all the oxygen out of their confidence right there. And we kind of act like a promotion, which means a job change and a move to a new community, ought to be easy for the kids. And we make these ridiculous statements. You're going to love it. It's going to be great. Bigger house, new this, new that. No. They're not. You suck the oxygen out. I remember a man who was the chairman of the board of Sheridan House when I was first being interviewed, and he was also an IBMer, and my dad was a leader in IBM. And that man turned down promotions enough to he wasn't going to get promoted anymore, happy in his job because his four kids were happy living here in South Florida. And I remember mentioning to my dad, you know, so-and-so, Joe Sipple, is the chairman of the board. And he said, I know that name. And I said, yeah, he works for IBM, been here forever. Oh, yes. You know, he's had a lot of opportunities, and he's turned them down, and I kind of don't get it. He's being passed by now. Well, he has great kids. Great, phenomenal adult kids today. They got it. So what has changed in this child's life, in this child's circumstance? I think that's the first thing you want to look at. But I think the second thing you want to look at is, how's the relationship here? Does this child feel like they're precious and valuable in my sight? Or, as you said, is it the oldest child who's precious and valuable because they are the diamond?
The apple of daddy's eye.
Yeah, everybody. I think for a dad who has daughters, it's very hard also because a dad doesn't know. I remember that for me. I knew to go kick a soccer ball with Roby. Mm-hmm. And I'd go out and kick a soccer ball with Tori, and she wasn't interested. And Roby and I, every night before dinner, we'd go out and play basketball out in front of the house. We have a thing in our driveway, and it's very physical. And we had no rules in basketball. You have to dribble, but that's about it. Mm-hmm. You can hit, do whatever you want, block, and Tori would come out and want to be a part of it. And I was really, really slow on the uptake with this. And Tori's tough. She's mm-hmm. awesome. She's yeah. a little feminine, tough, bring it on. But it got physical, and she'd go back in sometimes, like, I don't fit out there. And I didn't realize, wow, as a dad. And I remember saying to Rosemary one night, I have a relationship. I want a great relationship. I have no clue what to do with her. I don't think I'm going hunting or whatever with her. Not that I hunt, but I don't even know to do that. And so how do I do that? And Rosemary said, well, get into her world. Take her out to dinner. Mm-hmm. Take her someplace. Take her to a, do whatever.
Play the tea party with
yeah, her. Yeah, play, yike. Yes, a couple of times I did that. And it was a little bit bizarre until I saw Tom Hanks doing it in a movie, and it was very cool then. Mm-hmm. I think we have to house the relationship. It's the relationship only, totally, completely about performance. Do I mm-hmm. just go to performance? Am I a performance-enhancing drug? Mm. Am I a performance-enhancing parent?
Well,
no, I want to be a relationship-enhancing parent.
And we've had a whole week on that topic, so
absolutely.
Folks want to go to our website at parentingtoday.org. You can find that whole series on performance enhancing parenting. But there's also that aspect of, I know you can do better. I know you can, like, you're never satisfied as a parent with what your child does. And that really affects them too. I mean, I've seen it myself, how the child gets to a point and they're like, you know what?
I can never please you.
I can never please you.
What all you say is, this is great. I know you can do better. Or this cover's horrible. You know, on my first book, it's never going to sell. When are you going to write your next one? Or whatever,
right.
Whatever it is in our world. It's, wow, could we stop and celebrate? We had an interesting thing happen here. We have a new job position, and in the new job position, we have a new person in the job position, and this person is a very performance person. Mm-hmm. And they came from the secular world as a high performer, and she came here, and she's a performance person. And one of the things she's involved with doing is finding foundations. And when she found her first foundation, we tried to stop, and a bunch of us take her out to eat for lunch, and awesome. I mean, this is our first foundation, way to go. And I'm watching her, and we're sitting at the table, and I realized when we came back from this little lunch with five or six people, what happened to you in there? Well, I was thinking about the next. I said, you got to stop. I know. It's great that you're thinking about the next foundation and all that work, but you need to celebrate this effort here.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to know two things. You made the effort. God got the foundation. You made the effort. God got the foundation.
Right.
You kicked the ball. God got the goal. It could have gone anywhere. A wind could have come up. Somebody could have gotten in the way. You made the effort on your book report. God got you the B. It was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You made the effort. Do I think it was an A effort? Yeah. You went in saying you didn't do enough and you thought it was a C effort. You got a B. It was absolutely awesome. We've got to help the child celebrate and work on the relationship. But I think the third step, if the first step is how do we get here? What has demotivated this child? If the second thing is make sure I'm working on the relationship, not just the performance. I think the third step is here. Help the child get started. I have to help the child get started in this endeavor.
So what? Find out what motivates them, what makes them tick.
Well, how did they get in this hole? Why are we in this hole academically? Why are we in this hole with the book report? Why? And sometimes we're in this hole with basic things that can help in the future. We're in this hole with the book report because I didn't teach you how to use a calendar.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, Roby? This is my bad. I did wrong. I'm getting a calendar. We know every year you got two book reports. We're putting it on the calendar so you're not a week out.
Mm-hmm.
4 weeks out, we're going to start where you spend 2 nights a week reading 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got it done and you got this stress on you. My bad. Let's not say this first one's your bad. This is my bad. I didn't teach you how to manage your time. And so and all of a sudden when you realize, okay, it's Dr. Hawley calling from Chicago saying, I want you to write a book on what I heard you speak on. I don't know how to write a book. He said, all right, write a chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to write that chapter and send me a chapter. And I mm-hmm. sent him the chapter. He was so jacked over the chapter that he didn't have to tell me. I said, all right, next week I'm starting on the next chapter. Because he got jacked over the chapter. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a finished product, but he also showed me how to eat this elephant, just one bite at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Time management. Sometimes, mm-hmm. Mom, I'm in such a hole. Well, let's get you out of the hole, but let's learn how to not get in a hole.
But sometimes there are outside factors too. Sometimes your kid does have a really bad teacher and you almost want to pull him out of the class or even out of the school. But on the flip side, you're thinking, okay, I need to help motivate this child even under a bad teacher. Because you know what? You're going to have a bad boss one day.
Absolutely.
And so trying to teach those lessons too. But sometimes it's factors you really can't control.
But those are good things. You know, the factors that I can't control, I know God permitted. Mm-hmm. The factors that I didn't teach you how to manage your time. We're not managing our time. I'm not managing my time. The factors that are totally out of control, it wasn't anybody's fault that Joseph went to prison for running from Potiphar's wife. So there are factors in our life that God has permitted. Our third year of soccer, Roby was 7 years old. He had a horrible coach, a yeller, screamer, language not always great. And I watched parents pull in and I tried to make the decision, and everybody has to make this decision on their own.
Yeah.
I decided we're in on this. Mm-hmm. And I decided I'm going to learn how to help coach soccer. And I'm going to ask this cigar smoking coach to help with the language. And I realized, and he got it. He got that. He was great. As I came alongside him, I said, I don't know anything about coaching, so I'll set up cones for you. I don't even know what we're doing here. I have yet to figure out what offsides is, so I'm in on this. But Roby and I are there, and Roby said, he yells a lot. I know he yells a lot. I think I'm going to help you know something. He's not yelling at you guys. He's yelling at himself. What does that mean? And I know you're not going to get this, Roby, but we're going to go to Jamba Juice and get a juice. I want to talk about this. I think there's something going on. Mm-hmm. I think either he was trained to yell and he doesn't mean to yell. As it turned out, he was going through a divorce.
Yeah.
I think he was trained to yell and
going through that.
Yeah, and going through his, but we learned a lot that year, and I stayed closer than ever that year. And it actually ended up not only be great for a parent-child thing, but I learned a little about soccer. If I'm going to watch soccer the rest of my parenting life, and I learned to love soccer, I learned to realize it's the purest of all sports.
Mm-hmm.
Any size can play, not just gorillas,
right,
which was not in my DNA. So I think I've got to launch him. So we're behind in school. I've got to launch you and help you catch up this year, but also know, okay, school's a little more difficult for you. Do we need to get some testing? Or no, maybe you're just academically, I hate to use this word, a little lazy. You're not a self-starter. I'm going to help you.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's a bad teacher. I'm going to help you. And I'm going to come alongside and love on that teacher and send her notes. Best grade we've had. Thank you for being a part of the team, to the teacher. Which my mom did, by the way. Sent a note to school with me, and every teacher dreads those notes and opens it up. Best grade Bobby ever had on a test. Thanks for being part of the team. Thank you for helping change his life.
Mm.
So, you know, something like that. Well, you know what? That teacher looked at me differently from that point on.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I didn't realize I'm having that impact. And then I need to move from the how to help the child get started to step number four. I need to cheer effort. We had a great night tonight. Yeah, but we didn't finish. We had a great night tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to finish this. This is huge.
Mm-hmm.
This is a science project or a book report or whatever it is. Or it's the math homework. We did as much as we could do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about getting up a little early and looking at it again, but we're in a hole and we don't know how to do it, and I couldn't figure it out. But let me just say something to you. I'm proud of you for staying at the table. It was a great night tonight.
Wow.
It was great. It's coming off the field after losing a major, major soccer game and taking Roby out for French fries afterwards. And we lost, and it was okay that we lost. And I needed to let him know it's okay. And I'm proud of you, the way you hustled out there. Yeah, we lost it, and I missed that goal. And then coach moved me into goalie. I've never played goalie. And we got killed. I think the coach moved the guy into the goal that he thought would work the hardest, because you worked the hardest out there. Effort. And that's you. He called you Mr. Hustle,
mm-hmm.
and you're in there.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not about the win. This was actually a hilarious moment. It's not about the win. It's all about effort, and you gave it. We're talking, and Roby finally says at the end, and he's laughing, and he's fine. He says, can I ask you a question? I said, yeah, what? He says, do you really believe it's not all about the win? And I said, well, I'm trying real hard to right now. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
yeah, I do, and I don't, and I do, and I don't, but I'm ecstatic for you, and I'm proud you're my son. I'm proud you're my son, just because you try. So I think the fourth is cheer effort, and then the fifth is constantly encourage. And then the sixth is, it helps if they ever hear that you failed anything.
Wow.
It helps that dad, did you ever, yeah, in fact, I should have told you earlier, I was where you are right now.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And even seeing you fail today.
Oh, yeah.
You know what?
I got a ticket.
Yeah.
Why'd you get a ticket? I drove too fast again. I got a ticket. It's not cool. I got a ticket. My bad.
Mm.
Yeah. It helps if they know you're human.
Wow. And that's a motivational tool. We're talking about motivating your child this week on Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. If you want to find more resources on motivation and parenting, you can find a lot of them online at shfm.org. You can also hear this broadcast again, Facebook it, tweet it, and sign up for the email blog that'll come to your email box every day. That's online at parentingtoday.org. And we hope you'll join us tomorrow for our Friday edition as we continue this conversation about motivating your child here on Parenting Today.